Expect success. You may certainly hope for success when the whole trend of your thinking and the whole trend of your action is strongly directed to the single purpose only. When you have resolutely subordinated personal feelings and temperamental predilections to the solution of the problem of truth. Within is mastery. Within is colossal power, but you have not yet touched it. However little you have so far accomplished, you can still do big things. The divine soul in us is utterly above and unaffected by the sense impressions. If we become conscious of it, we also become conscious of a supersensual order of existence. The truth will be given us. We shall not be left to starve for it. But it will be given according to our capacity to receive it. When this contact with the Overself is established, its power will work for you. You will no longer go through the struggles of life alone. Some self, other than his familiar one, will rise up within him. Some force, ennobling, masterful, and divine, will control him. The timetable of a seeker's advance depends on several factors, but without doubt the most important of them all is the strength of the longing within his heart for the highest. There is hope for all because there is grace for all. No man is so sinful that he cannot find forgiveness, cleansing, and renewal. If he comes to the quest with his whole being, turning every side of it to the quest's light and discipline, he may confidently expect the full insight, the full transformation. A good deal of achievement goes on in the silent solitude of our own hearts, unnoticed and unknown to other men. One day it blossoms into irresistible action, and then the world wonders why